Toby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, what a day. What a day.
A lot of fun.
It's always fun. We say this at the start of every month. We always have fun.
But there was just some things that made me giggle. Like thinking about the coffee order, I just giggled.
Oh, wasn't that gold? Well, I feel so... We're going to have to go give poor Kimmy a hug,
yeah,
I reckon.
We're getting coffees tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think for the rest of our time here...
Well, we're just going to have to. We can only go to her. We almost have to tip her now. Thanks a lot. She went above and beyond. You'll be able to check that one out a little later on. We tried poetry too.
We did. And not just any kind of poetry.
Slam!
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 Slam, slam, slam.
Hold on. Have I got it here on me? No, I don't.
It's all right. You're going to hear it soon anyway. And we did tap into the world of dads. And what did they get up to?
During childbirth, we can't all set the golden standard like some of us.
I'm not a dad, I'm guessing you're talking about yourself there.
Absolutely, Chen. I am, as usual. but you'll be able to catch up all of that and more. Joel Corry, Head and Heart. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955 for Home Solution by Metricon, our fixed price home and land specialists.
Ads. Some people don't like them. Many people don't like them.
Well, yeah, it depends.
But I think if you do an ad well, that's when people go, wow, I like that ad and I can't wait for the next ads to roll around so I can hopefully see that one again.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's when you know it's doing a great job. One that's stuck in your head.
There's one really nice one at the moment with Google, and it's like a guy's immigrated and his daughter's playing footy. And you're like, isn't that a beautiful ad?
And I knew that you would pick one like that.
It's emotional.
See, I've been loving the sports bet ones, but I love that you love that one.
Yeah,
you're
emotional. Yeah,
oh, yeah, gosh, it shows us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
our
so
characters.
True.
But I do want to play a little game with you because some ads have been getting in our heads. We've been speaking about them off air. And I thought, let's do an ad game where I will play a bit of an ad and I want you to try and guess what the ad is for. Which brand is it representing?
All right, okay.
You should know them. I've gone back a few years, so they're not recent, these ones.
All right.
They are very, very popular.
Okay, so you reckon I'll know.
You should know them.
All right,
so
first one?
You've only got a snippet of them. Okay, right, here's the first one.
Don't drop the dinosaur, Daddy.
Natural confectionery.
Done. Done.
Dang.
Can't go too hard.
Chop it.
Yeah, chop it. That's a good one. See? Oh, they're great ads.
That is a good one.
And I
now I want dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, I prefer Alan's, but now hearing that, I'm like,
oh, I don't know.
Wow, okay.
We'll have to put it to the test.
There
all right,
go.
Next one.
Okay. Here's the next one.
Thank you very much for repairing my tire. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the loan of your dryer. Thank you very, very, very much.
Any ideas?
Oh, no.
So it's saying,
catchy tune.
Yeah.
Is it, so
go again.
Is it like a rental type one?
It's not a rental. You know, one more crack. It's saying thank you for fixing my tyres.
Oh, it's a car service one.
No, that's just saying thank you.
I don't know.
You know?
No.
That's for Cadbury Roses. And so in the ad, no, there's tons of them. There's a thank you very much.
Yeah.
Over the years, Cadbury Roses have done many thank you
not
very
a fan.
Much ads.
Are we going down a lolly path? Is that what
no,
we're
no. You
not
just
my favourite
hold off.
Lolly, to be honest, the
okay.
Roses. Oh, if you gave me a box of them, wouldn't be too happy.
This one is definitely not the a lolly.
Got a call from Suzanne.
I remember this ad. I can't remember what it's about because everything's going wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do play it one more time.
Got a call from Sue's, our daughter. Something had destroyed her. The waiting place in town had just fell to the ground. So.
Did they call? Who did they call to fix it?
Did they call?
Oh, they got called, didn't they? The insurance company?
No, it's Ajax Spray and Wife.
Oh,
everything's going wrong, and then the people are coming over, and they've got to clean the house. This one will be the last one.
Oh.
Let's see if you can get it. You should get it.
I remember
it.
That ad anyway. Yep.
Yeah.
Men look much better in slow motion.
Is it Carlton?
It is Carlton.
Oh, dang. Wow.
done. No,
brought it home strong.
If you didn't get that one, I was going to be quite worried.
What do you say?
You should nearly be an ambassador for him, the amount you go through.
Josh and Cairo. I've
been trying. Driving home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I've seen this one, Herbie. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Sorry, I keep saying the wrong thing. She's released her book.
Yep.
Her kids' book.
On to the next adventure.
Well done.
Done
to
with
her.
Being a princess, now an author.
Yeah. She's got a podcast producer. She's got a TV show. She's got a lot going on.
Disney is she now? She's doing a lot. I tell you what, she's a busy lady, but a book.
Well done. Hey, good on her. It's a rhyming one, so it's a kid's book. It's called The Bench.
That's nice.
I'm just going to read out a little bit of it because they've just given like an excerpt.
Yep.
Okay. Looking out at my love and our beautiful boy, and here in the window I'll have tears of great joy. From here you will rest, see the growth of our boy. So she's already used boy a couple of times.
She's used boy twice in... Six lines. Okay,
yeah.
that's a bit much. Not really thinking. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. She's obviously written it for her little boy, Archie, and I'm guessing Harry.
The relationship between a father and child,
lovely.
Very important.
Very difficult book to write, doesn't seem so for her. I feel like she could have done better.
So what we did during that song is I gave you a topic because we're going to have a crack at doing poetry.
Yeah,
so,
if she can do it. We can do
it. Sure. Well, I mean, if you're saying boy twice in six lines, we had 3.5 minutes.
Yes.
She's obviously had a bit of time up her sleeve. So the poetry's not going to be that great. I gave you the topic of statues.
Yes.
So we just picked things to do with the park because I thought park bench. But,
yeah. And bench. I gave you the topic of skate bowl.
Skate park, yeah.
Yeah, because they're at parks too. Do you know what, though? Because hers, as you read it, I lost a little bit of interest. Mm. I think to take this to the next level, yes, we've got our poems, but we should do it in the style of this.
Slam, poetry, yelling, angry, waving my hands a lot.
Okay.
Slam poetry. So normally slam poetry, you don't need to do that, but it does have a bit more passion behind it. Yeah. And there is a rhythm.
Yeah.
So
do you want to go first?
No, you go. I want to be excited for mine.
It's not good. I'm just going to...
Mine isn't great.
If you're listening thinking that this is going to be great...
It's a 3-minute poem.
It's six lines.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Skate park after dark. Sometimes loud, other times crowded. Fell down and down again. Don't like the look of that group of kids.
Wait.
Turns out they are actually pros. Maybe. Maybe knows. The skate park. It's dark again.
I mean, well done. Well done. Better than Megan's, I'm going to say. I'll give you an 8 out of 10 for that.
Okay, thank you.
It's a solid effort by you. Well done, Josh.
I thought it had some great parts.
So this one is obviously called Statues.
Step away from that mic because you're very loud.
Statues, tall, brown, and sometimes round. They never make a sound. Human-like... And harder than a bike. Hit by lightning strikes. Ow! Hush, stairs, and don't move.
Yeah.
Instead, standing, one day, they could be you. A statue! That's it.
That's so dumb.
Should we release books?
No, we've got no chance. Me and Josh on K-Rock. You might have seen this one, Herbie. Meghan Markle. Sorry, I keep saying the wrong thing. She's released her book.
Yep.
Her kids' book.
On to the next adventure.
Well done.
Done
to
with
her.
Being a princess, now an author.
Yeah. She's got a podcast producer. She's got a TV show. She's got a lot going on.
Disney is she now? She's doing a lot. I tell you what, she's a busy lady, but a book.
Well done. Hey, good on her. It's a rhyming one, so it's a kid's book. It's called The Bench.
That's nice.
I'm just going to read out a little bit of it because they've just given like an excerpt.
Yep.
Okay. Looking out at my love and our beautiful boy, and here in the window I'll have tears of great joy. From here you will rest, see the growth of our boy. So she's already used boy a couple of times.
She's used boy twice in... Six lines. Okay, yeah. that's a bit much. Not really thinking. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. She's obviously written it for her little boy, Archie, and I'm guessing Harry.
The relationship between a father and child, lovely. Very important.
Very difficult book to write, doesn't seem so for her. I feel like she could have done better.
So what we did during that song is I gave you a topic because we're going to have a crack at doing poetry.
Yeah,
so,
if she can do it. We can do
it. Sure. Well, I mean, if you're saying boy twice in six lines, we had 3.5 minutes.
Yes.
She's obviously had a bit of time up her sleeve. So the poetry's not going to be that great. I gave you the topic of statues.
Yes.
So we just picked things to do with the park because I thought park bench. But,
yeah. And bench. I gave you the topic of skate bowl.
Skate park, yeah.
Yeah, because they're at parks too. Do you know what, though? Because hers, as you read it, I lost a little bit of interest. Mm. I think to take this to the next level, yes, we've got our poems, but we should do it in the style of this.
Slam, poetry, yelling, angry, waving my hands a lot.
Okay.
Slam poetry. So normally slam poetry, you don't need to do that, but it does have a bit more passion behind it. Yeah. And there is a rhythm.
Yeah.
So
do you want to go first?
No, you go. I want to be excited for mine.
It's not good. I'm just going to...
Mine isn't great either.
If you're listening thinking that this is going to be great...
It's a 3-minute poem.
It's six lines.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Skate park after dark. Sometimes loud, other times crowded. Fell down and down again. Don't like the look of that group of kids.
Wait.
Turns out they are actually pros. Maybe. Maybe knows. the skate park. It's dark again.
I mean, well done. Well done. Better than Megan's, I'm going to say. I'll give you an 8 out of 10 for that.
Okay, thank you.
It's a solid effort by you. Well done, Josh.
I thought it had some great parts.
So this one is obviously called Statues.
Step away from that mic because you're very loud.
Statues, tall, brown, and sometimes round. They never make a sound. Human-like. And harder than a bike. Hit by lightning strikes. Ow!
What?
Hush, stairs, and don't move. Yeah. Instead, standing, one day, they could be you. A statue! That's it.
That's so dumb.
Should we release books?
No, we've got no chance. Kirby and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
A barista from the States has cracked it on Twitter because he's fed up with changing people's orders because they can't make up their mind.
Fair enough.
Overcomplicating it, he says. And he's posted an example of one of the orders he received, and it starts with saying sugar, 2% milk, heavy cream, and then they add cold foam and goes on and then wants to change. He says, it's ridiculous. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm against it. Stop doing it.
I agree. Like, just order what's on the menu.
What's your go-to?
Just latte.
Yeah.
Or a strong latte. So I have an extra shot every now and then.
I tend to, majority of the time, if I'm going with someone and they order first and they say get a soy cap, I'll just get a soy cap too because it's easier and you don't want to confuse the barista.
Love it.
Just do whatever, you know, you're doing. I don't mind it.
Today, though.
Yeah. We thought, okay, normally we're the nice people, but why don't we be the people who do overcomplicate it?
Mm.
And so we thought we'd call our local, our favourite, two chefs just down the road.
Kim.
And Kim works there.
Oh, isn't she? She's the nicest lady. Always writes a message on your cup.
Friendly, happy to see us. And so we thought we'd put Kim to the test and...
Can we get her to crack, essentially?
Yeah. See how big of an order we can put through and if she's actually going to allow us to put it through.
All right. Here, we called her earlier. This is what happened.
Afternoon, to Chef Kim speaking.
Hi, Kim. It's Herbie and Josh calling from K-Rock. How are you going?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. We were just hoping to place some coffee orders and then I'll run down and get them. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. What did you like today?
Could I get one latte with an extra shot?
Yeah, for Josh.
Oh, no, this one's for myself, actually. Could I get skinny milk for that one?
Yep.
Actually, sorry, can I make
what
that...
What size do you like?
Could I make that almond milk, sorry, to be...
Yep.
I'll just make that a medium, thanks.
Yep.
Is it possible to get one sugar and also one equal?
Yes, sure.
And do you have vanilla there?
Yes.
Is it possible to get a bit of that as well in the coffee?
Yep.
And this might be a little bit too much to ask for, but is there any chance of a dash of chocolate in there too? I know it's a bit much, but
a little bit of chocolate powder in there.
Yes, please.
Yep. I just double check your order. One medium almond latte with espresso shot and one sugar and one liquor and a little bit of the vanilla shot and chocolate powder.
Yes. And sorry, have you got any cream on top?
Yes, sure.
Oh, and Kim, do you have any sprinkles to put that just to finish it off?
On top?
Yeah.
I have, kind of a pink thing. Do you want?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Like a poor baby, you know?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Is that all for you today?
Yes, please. Thanks, Kimmy.
Okay, no worries. So, miss you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Oh, poor Kimmy. Absolutely.
I tell you what, though, if you need any kind of coffee,
she will make it for you.
Go to two chefs.
And it was good, too.
Oh, yum.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Are you ready to play? You're the first four contestants.
Welcoming in Bill Buck from Promotions. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Josh Herbs.
Hello.
So this is a game where you've got different items from around Geelong and the Surf Coast,
mm-hmm.
and we've just got to get closest to that amount.
Correct.
Is it close to without going over?
You can't go over.
Okay, cool.
Closest to without going over.
Right. Closest to the pin. Right. Okay, here we go. First item.
Mm-hmm.
Reed bicycle.
Okay.
It's for women.
Oh,
it's it's a lavender colour.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And it's in the suburb of Lara.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Are we talking an adult woman?
Adult, yeah. Adult or tall, you know, whatever. They both work.
Okay.
Wouldn't it just be a girl's bike?
Girl's bike. Girl's bike.
Hey, I'm just clarifying.
Okay,
people in their cars might be stressed.
Lavender, do you reckon the colour has anything to do with
it? I love purple. I'd ride a purple bike.
It's a lavender bike.
Going off that.
Two different colours.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I guess it's a shade of purple.
Definitely so. All right, the answer is $150.
All right.
Herbie gets a win.
Okay. What was her guess?
73. And yours is either 34 or 54 or...
54.
What is that?
Oh, yay!
Looks like a caveman drawing.
Herbie!
All right, one zip.
I wouldn't mind a bike. That's a pretty good price for a bike.
It's a bike. I mean, you two have probably, I guess, never bought a bike recently because they're a lot more expensive than
I haven't bought a bike in a long time.
But 2011
was the last time.
It's on Gumtree Marketplace.
Come on. All right, number two. So a 1940s gilded mirror.
Ooh.
In Geelong, so central Geelong.
Nice mirror.
Nice.
Do we have dimensions?
What does gilded mean?
Yeah, it's like an old school thing. You know,
how
like
big?
A
am I getting full
Victorian.
Body or just a head?
It's probably by like a metre by a metre.
Oh, that's nice.
2 metres,
okay.
Maybe.
You don't know, do you?
I have no idea.
You didn't check the description.
I'm just guessing.
Now people are just going to hit that person up. What length is it?
It's gold. It fits a Victorian theme property.
Oh, I think I've stuffed it. I'm going higher. I said $4.
So the cost is $120.
Fucker!
So the winner's Josh.
Oh, bang.
68.
Yeah, I went over.
210. All right, number three.
Yep.
A 2013 Suzuki.
Oh, hello.
250 quad bike.
Oh, okay.
Quad bike.
Obviously, Josh will know a lot about this because he grew up in central Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right.
All those quad bike and memories.
Yeah. You visit farms on the reg.
Yes.
Don't you?
2013, you said? Quad bike.
Yes, 2013, because I know that's going to make a difference.
I know my years.
I know my quads, my quad bikes.
How much is a resale value for a quaddy?
I'm done.
Thanks, Jay.
Just get it in, though. That's the thing.
Good on ya. You both are phenomenally way off, not even remotely close. It was $4,500. So that means that Herbie gets to win with $490.
Yes. That feels so good.
How outrageous.
$450.
We're classic Melbourneers, aren't we?
It must have been a good bike.
It's a quad dirt bike. They cost thousands of dollars.
I didn't know they're that much. I thought buying brand new, you'd be looking at maybe
like 600 bucks or something. Yeah.
Resale. Anyway, all right. 2-1.
All right, 2-1. An iPhone 7 in rose gold.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice colour. What? Used, but, you know, still pretty fresh looking in the suburb of Bannockburn.
Broken screen?
No broken screen.
Does
no broken features.
Case?
Oh, it's caseless.
Okay.
I reckon I'm on the dollar amount.
2007.
No, it's an iPhone 7. I think the iPhones in 2007 were just iPhones.
Okay.
Yeah, literally. I don't even think the iPhone existed.
All right, the amount is $300, and that means that Herbie gets the win with $220.
Well done.
Yeah. $300.
Gee, that's a rip-off.
That person's dreaming, literally.
Josh just thinks everything is either $200 or less. So it's everything he owns.
It's because he's a tight ass. That's all he's ever going to pay for anything in life.
If it's not a bargain, I don't want it.
Fresh for the drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Give us a call right now. 52232955. What was Dad doing during childbirth?
During labour.
Yeah, during labour, because it could either be your dad or your husband. Mm. Let us know.
Dob in someone. We love them.
The reason we're talking about this is because a couple of midwives have gone viral on TikTok for saying the things they don't like what husbands and fathers are doing while their wife, who's a very busy woman in a lot of pain potentially,
Is giving birth.
This is what they said.
Bad dad behaviour in labour. It's when he misses the birth to validate the parking ticket for me. It's when he scrolls on his phone the whole time during labour for me. It's when he goes to the pub with all his mates during the labour for me.
They're pretty bad, aren't they?
They're bad. Although, parking fines aren't fun.
No.
And so the validating a ticket... A part of me goes, I understand, because that fine afterwards would be so annoying.
No, see, I waited up because we obviously parked the car. And I was like, oh, I wonder if we're going to get a ticket. And I was like, well, I can't leave.
Because how do you prove it? Because if the time of birth isn't for another 4 hours, but you've gone over, like that's true.
That's
a long time. Do you go, well, you could have moved it in that time. It's a hard one.
Yeah, well, you know, but then again, if you leave and then all of a sudden the child's, like I can deal with the parking fine.
Look, I haven't been in the situation. No. You have. It seems like you didn't leave to change.
No,
I
didn't. We were there for a long time too. We were in the hospital for a while.
Did you do anything that may have upset Kat?
No, she had her eyes closed the whole time, I think. And it was just, all I did was, I was water boy. So when she would go, water.
I must point this out, you are very, very supportive with myself and with Kat, you are a beautiful man. So I can only see you being an amazing partner in the delivery room.
I was tired, and I probably said I was tired a couple of times, which I probably shouldn't have.
Hindsight, beautiful thing.
No, but I think, you know, she's probably a little bit more tired than me. What about, well, obviously, Wayno? What was...
Oh, Dad.
Did Wayno, was he yours?
He was definitely at my birth, because I'm his favourite, his baby little girl. But I have spoken to Mum about this, and she said for Carl, who's the brother underneath me, he's the troubled one, some would say, he was knocking back bacon and eggs, because breakfast got... brought in, and Mum couldn't eat because she wasn't feeling like it. So Dad just sat down eating while Mum was dry reaching. She said she was throwing up and asked him to stop, but he just said he was hungry. So he had to keep going. Classic Wayno.
Oh, that is brilliant. 52232955. What was Dad doing during childbirth? What was Dad doing during labour? During childbirth? A couple of midwives have talked about the things that they've seen dads do.
And we've had some amazing comments come through at our Facebook page at K-Rock. Mm. Kevin said, listening to Geelong thrash North Melbourne by 119 points on K-Rock in 1981.
Oh. That's...
For me, though, surely if you know they're going to win, you can go, okay,
I should tap out of that and tap into
being present in the mood here.
Because Georgie is initially going to be born around grand final day. And I was like, oh. I was like,
this is worrying.
And then I was glad West Coast got knocked out early, so I didn't have to even choose.
I can be present. Georgia has said that her partner was having a drink at the pub or two for the first child, and number five child, he was at the top of picnic at Hanging Rock. Sounds like a relaxed man.
He's just not cruising. Cared about the last
If I'm there, I'm there. If I'm busy, I'm busy. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
I love this one. With our first and second, hubby right by my side. With our third, the midwife made him a bed to sleep in and they woke him up when the head was crowning. He said he was so tired because he came from work straight to the hospital. Mind you, I had two kids at home and was in labour, but he had to come from work. Poor hubby.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A lady has been arrested, Herbie, for something that was on her burger, or is a particular way that something was on her burger.
She's been arrested.
She's been arrested. She's been taken. She went to jail, and then she's being charged now.
I'm not sure about this. So, I complain maybe, but to be arrested is a lot over a burger.
It is. Well, I mean, sometimes we get hangry.
Oh yes.
And it's you know, it's ugly for everyone involved.
It is.
There's no doubt about it. So the lady got her burger and unfortunately one of the toppings just wasn't quite right in her eyes. In fact, the tomato on the burger was cut too thick.
Oh.
Wasn't happy about it. Opened the burger. So obviously it was expecting almost that it wasn't going to be good. She's looked at
it. She could feel. She probably has had this burger all the time. It's her go-to. And the weight, she's gone, nah. She's like, something's off. The tomato's too big.
Too big. Bang. Opened the burger, threw the burger at the person behind.
Threw it.
Yeah. And then obviously police were called.
She got imagine arrested. Getting a tomato to your face. What's going on there?
To be fair as well, tomato's not my favourite topping on the burger. Like I'll have tomato on there.
I'm a tomato every time.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, crack it. Like, if it was missing the patty,
I'm upset.
I'm not, you know.
It's like cheese. I love cheese on my burger.
It has to have the pickle on there for me.
Oh, yes.
Pickle person? Yeah,
yes.
Good. I was expecting you to not be.
I'd hope you not
I thought
be.
You were the type of person.
That wouldn't. No, I wish you weren't so that I could eat yours.
Pickle.
It's my favourite thing of meeting a non-pickle liker.
So let's go through some toppings. You tell me whether it should be on there or it shouldn't be on there.
Okay.
These are the worst toppings, though.
Shouldn't say this. I'm getting very hungry.
Okay, shrimp on a burger?
No.
Good, get it out of there. This is a good little
thing. Put that on the BBQ, thanks.
I'm ticking your answer because I'm happy about that.
All right, I'm happy.
Maple syrup on a burger?
Do you know what? If maybe they'd cooked the bacon with maple syrup?
Yeah. I don't like maple bacon. I'm putting it out there.
I'm going to go yes. I'm saying yes.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
But you know what? We put honey in our patties. Actually,
well, there you
go. Game changer.
I reckon you could do the maple then. Live a little. Be adventurous.
Jam.
Yeah. Nah. I'd go with relish.
Nah. See, relish is too much of a jam.
Is it?
Either give me a sauce.
It's like a chutney.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too sweet.
Come on. In a chicken burger, they can be good, like a grilled chicken with relish.
No, it's not good. Relish is the worst topping.
Stop it.
It is horrible. It's like, just give me sauce. Don't try and make it fancy, okay? A burger is a standard thing. No, I'm like, yeah, give me some aioli, sure.
Okay. But
I'm telling you.
So we're going to say no, a hard no for jam, relish, and any kind of fun in your burger.
Fun. There's nothing fun about relish. It's the worst decision that anyone's ever made to create that.
Oh my God.
Is it jam? Is it hot and spicy? What is it?
You've got your knickers
it's
in a big
Herbie
knot.
And Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, want to get your thoughts on something?
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to my friend's house in Anglesey last night, stayed the night, and you're not going to guess this, but something annoyed me. And so I want to see your thoughts
on
the matter.
Because you just seem to see red a lot.
I need a third party.
Is
this fair or am I being unreasonable?
Okay.
So when I was living with my friend in Anglesey, she had a sniffly nose the first night that I stayed over. And she brought up toilet paper and was using that for her nose. And I said to her, oh, what's that about? She goes, oh, I've got a sniffly nose. And so in my head, I've just assumed it's come out of nowhere, didn't have any tissues.
Right. Ran out of tissues, possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And has just used toilet paper.
Yeah.
Speed forward to last night. It's been a few weeks. Sitting, watching my favourite show in the whole entire world, Old People's Home for 4-Year-Olds.
Great show, by the way.
Amazing show. Get it on ABC iView. You've got to catch up. It's incredible. But we were watching it.
Yeah.
And first, the sniffs started next to me.
Again.
And they were going on for a while, but I let them go, thinking, Jesus, it's this cold's gone on for a few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then next thing, we're all in tears because it is the most emotional show. Just so many emotions. I'm happy, I'm sad, the whole lot.
Yeah.
So we're bawling now, like tears running down our face. And Kiara jumps up. She runs downstairs. I'm thinking to get tissues.
Yeah.
But she comes back upstairs with another toilet roll. I'm sorry, but how do you not have tissues? And I brought it to her attention. I said, have you not invested in tissues yet? She said, no, we've got toilet paper. That's not a thing. That's like an emergency. That's an SOS situation.
Yeah.
That's not, we are 27 years of age. You can afford tissues.
You'd think you'd learn after living at a home for a long time.
Yeah. And when you had the sniffles 14 years ago, it seems like, at this stage.
Or does that explain the toilet paper crisis like this year? You know what I mean? Like, people don't realise that there's another item to clean your office.
It wasn't COVID.
No.
It was just people with sniffles.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
So, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Mm-hmm.
Might be nice to get something as a nah, yeah? Like, it'd be good to see that you'd like something. Cause
it depends on the topic, doesn't it?
The last few have been a lot of nahs coming up.
Well, you threw out May the 4th, Star Wars, and that one really set me off. That's never even going to be close to a yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get one today. It could be in the news, could be something I've noticed today. Kicking off with cheating in a competition.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't like cheating.
No, that's fair enough.
I really don't like it. I don't like it at all. Whether it's in a game, whether it's in a relationship, I don't like cheating.
Mm.
And because I'm very competitive.
Yeah, that's right. You've ruined the competition.
Yeah, and I get so angered by people who cheat.
So there's a girl over in the States that could be going to jail. She's only in high school because her and her mum rigged the homecoming queen. I'm not joking. They rigged the votes. Her mum was one of the teachers at the school.
Stop.
So they cast a lot of fake votes, and apparently everyone's just up in arms about the fact
that is seriously like a new scene from a movie.
It's
like
fraud.
Mean Girls too.
Yeah.
It could literally be it.
She's being tried as an adult.
All for that.
It could go to prison.
Imagine if she goes to prison
mental.
For that. Did she actually win, or did they just realise because she couldn't even win?
Well, I guess they must have gone like, well, that's a bit odd that she's won by so much, maybe.
How did she win?
Yeah, interesting.
She only joined this school last term.
Watch this space, though. Writing a letter to your kids.
Yeah, nah.
Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I think it is beautiful. I haven't actually received any letters from my parents, but one of my best girlfriends growing up, she has in her bedroom a framed letter and it's not open and her mum's written it for her and a little bit sad. She says, later in life when I do pass, I want you to read this letter. And so it stays with her until that day, and I think that is so beautiful and I love everything about that.
Yeah, I really like that idea.
You would be a guy to write letters to your kids.
Yeah, so I've started an email for Georgie.
Email? Wow.
No, so it's like, so I just keep sending different emails every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And then so eventually when I do go that she can read from day dot to whenever.
That's so nice. It sort of reminds me of the
notebook. I'm slow on them. Like, don't baby. Anyway, so a dad that, so he was struggling, they were struggling to have a kid. They went through IVF. And then, unfortunately, he got brain cancer. So he didn't even get to make it meet her. And so he was like, so he wrote a little letter for her. And this was, I was crying in the office before. So grow up dreaming, follow your dream. You don't have to live like everyone else. Your mum and dad will always be proud of you and think of you every day. When you get married, just know that I'll be watching and walking you down the aisle. And as long as you smile once every day, everything is going to be okay.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it? Gorgeous. Oh.
You've teared up again, and I love that about you.
Moving on to the next one.
Beautiful man.
A belt dog leash.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
I'm so undecided about this one. I'm going to go with nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we saw one today.
And I reckon it's brilliant.
But I had to think twice about that because there's a certain stride you have to have when you've got the hands free and your dogs are doing the walking for you.
Yeah.
Because you're not really walking them anymore. They're walking you.
That's right. It's almost sledding, but like a safer way of doing it.
So you've got two dogs. Are you going to invest?
Oh, yeah. But Actually, they'd pull me over. It just wouldn't be good for anyone.
Fresh for the drive home, Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.